This is a tree that needs a cold winter. It's now November, and the elk have found their feeding grounds just in time. The snows of winter at their heels. Here they join other herds who come to this place every year, where the snow will be less deep and life a little easier. But today they graze on an island of grass, surrounded by development. As they run from the winter, the fate of Yellowstone's animals outside the national park is decided not by the cold, but by people. These elk are lucky. This refuge has been kept aside to give them some degree of sanctuary. So although the park isn't big enough to protect all its animals all the time, its influence can spread beyond its boundaries. And if even ranchers can come to tolerate wolves, then anything is possible. In the mountains of Yellowstone, where the elk's bugles signaled the beginning of autumn just 2 months ago, all seems deserted.